Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of CARES Act recommendations. We just got a letter.
Yeah, this is something for, this isn't necessarily specific to this.
Oh.
This was on here for all the ones we didn't have questions on, and I thought Melissa was going to be here. I think she's on her way.
Did we just get an email for today, March?
Yes.
It's on the agenda, so we couldn't do anything with it. Well, we just now got this, so just now reading it.
Well, I didn't think this was... this is the one that was sent to the attorney.
Correct.
I don't know that that's what this was put on to discuss, though. I thought it was... I thought we were going to discuss, continue discussion of what...
We can.
I thought that was the purpose of it, was to kind of to carry up, to carry on what we discussed last week, as far as how we're going to break it down.
I thought we had decided on the one. Did we not? And did we agree upon the $250,000 on the one category?
For the private side?
Yes, sir.
I think we agreed on it. I don't know that we've ever taken formal action on it.
No. I thought maybe that's what they were. It was for today.
Yeah, because I think for the private industry, small business side, we had discussed the 100% funding of the first-time applicants. And then I believe it was 85%.
It's roughly 85% of the other, yeah. Of the remaining requests.
And that was leaving out number
26.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't have that stuff with me.
Did you have the grand total on that? Because the one I've got is greater than the...
I think it was like $2 yeah. Under.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to go over the numbers that are the new ones so that there's no question on it, or are you comfortable with that?
We can make a motion.
Because it would be the up to.
I say up to. And then we can also just say, you know, that the remaining funds will be distributed evenly based on percentage requested or based on percentage of available funds, something like that. Unless you want to actually do all the, if you want to figure it now and then bring it to us, we can do that. I mean, if you want to bring it back to us, it's whatever you want to do. Whatever's cleanest for you.
Could, well, even if we say that, I still have to go through each one of them and make sure, do that third check, that they all add up, and that I feel, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So do you want, you have to do it anyway. So
I have to do it anyway, but it would take, you know.
So if we say 100% and then the remainder percentage-wise, that would be the simplest for you because
so
you've got to do it anyway.
You know, 100% of the first-time applicants funded up to their requested amount based on the supporting documentation provided, and all repeat applicants would then be funded.
With the remaining funds.
With the remaining funds.
Equally distributed based on, just equally distributed based on percentage or something.
Percentage.
I said, we can say that. Regardless, you're going to have to go figure the numbers
anyway.
I have
to go figure the numbers.
So do you want us to say that and be a little ambiguous, or do you want to?
If we say that, it follows what we've done in the past phases.
True. What happens if, well, I guess then it just would be higher percentages. If there's
I can't. I don't foresee there being huge discrepancies. There hasn't been in the past when I've gone through and figured them.
And they have been checked
mm-hmm.
once.
And they've been checked once already. So.
Once or twice?
Probably twice.
Well, the committee anyway.
Well, and each one is reviewed by two different committee members. Mm-hmm. So.
Can I see your list real quick? Can you print off a blank copy of that and let me label it A, like Exhibit A?
Sure. I will be right back.
You'll notice that the committee had made a couple of corrections on the math part when they discovered it. Just a few dollars. Said, I'm assuming that 29 we're just leaving it.
That's up to you guys.
Oh no, it's not under the small business. I apologize.
That's right. Yeah, we can discuss that later.
Yeah.
Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for reminding me, though. That we all make sure I mark it out on the. motion I've kind of come up with, I'm not making it, I'm just letting you guys listen. We'll mark out that number 29, because that was put on the wrong page. Where's the, where's number 29 that we...
So I can make a copy of just this. This was Jonas's. But I don't have
it. It is already taken off. Okay.
It should already be taken off.
It's March 1st, isn't it?
It is.
Do you want to look that over? If you guys agree to Exhibit A, the motion will read, if you guys tell me if you're okay with this, move to approve, again, I'm not making the motion, just Exhibit A with funding 100% of first-time applicants, and using remaining funds combined totaling up to and including $250,000 evenly distributed based on percentages or based on percentage, all with qualified supporting documentation.
Noting that Exhibit A does not contain number 26.
It shouldn't.
Oh. You've already took it out. Going from the column of the amounts of the final request.
You might label how we want to label this. Like actual requests.
Yeah. My final request.
Yeah, you'll need to say final.
Final request.
You'll need to say final.
It says final. I put final request.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Move to approve Exhibit A with funding 100% of first-time applicants and using funds combined totaling up to and including $250,000. Evenly distributed based on percentage, all with qualified supporting documentation on the final requests.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, so that was the private side.
Small business.
Small business.
Small business presence. Mm-hmm. We are still waiting on one of the nonprofit public entity to come back from legal with input and opinion.
So I'm going to put this in here.
Yeah.
Cover.
Mm-hmm. So, the local government